What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Do you need some advice? Need a nudge in one direction or another? Maybe you want the world's largest coin to be thrown up in the air and let it decide if you're 50-50 on something? Or maybe you need the wise counsel of five idiots.
Could be.
With a variety of experiences and no dog in the fight. Whatever it might be, we're here to help you. 1-800-947-3979. Let us start with this one. I need advice. My car just had issues. 2011 Chevy Cruze Eco, 98,000 miles. Had the gaskets replaced, the hoses, the seals, the airflow system cleaned out, turbocharger replaced. It was spitting oil all over the place.
How many miles?
98,000.
98,000. Wow. Man.
I put in almost what the car is worth. Should I sell it and put the money towards something new or ride it out until it eventually just dies?
You're already replacing all that stuff. I mean, I might be inclined to take advantage of the slim used car market right now.
Yeah.
And get rid of that thing. I mean, that's an unusual amount of work to have to do to a car like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we recently sold my wife's car, and the used car market is crazy right now.
Yeah,
I posted it, and I posted it for what I thought was a pretty middle of the road price, and it was like people were messaging me like I was giving away a pot of gold.
Yeah, crazy. It's absurd. Even when I got my car last year, when I thought I was negotiating hard when I said this is what I would like on trade in for my Ford Explorer, and they were like, okay. Damn it.
I always see what they offer first.
I mean,
and I had done some research and thought, right, and he's like, and so I wrote him back and I go, well, that I'm surprised there wasn't even a back and forth, which means I did
always
bad.
Let them, let them make the offer.
Always. Yeah.
Well, historically,
the first offer,
I make a ridiculous offer and then work backwards from there.
You do like negotiating.
And I've had a lot of good fortune with that.
You love negotiating.
And so then this time,
especially for cars.
Yes. I will negotiate other people's car purchases for them. I don't mind doing that. But he's like, they're just worth a lot right now. We can't get anything. I go, can we renegotiate? And my man said, no, we cannot. Well, all right. All right, listen to this one. I think this one is absurd. From the 423. So I found out my girlfriend had sex with my best friend downtown on my birthday while we were all drunk.
Birthday.
Downtown birthday sex with your best friend is one of the worst ways cheating possible.
Yeah.
Like suburban, kind of drunk, Valentine's Day sex is bad.
That's
but
fine,
downtown birthday super drunk sex with your best friend is the worst. Yeah. He told me, she didn't.
Okay.
Okay.
I waited 2 weeks for her to tell me she didn't do it.
2 weeks?
Well, why do you think she would?
That had to be a weird conversation with your friend, though. Did he tell you almost in a bragging way, or was it a...
Tell you who's easy.
Look, man.
Yeah. Your girlfriend.
Hey, man. I screwed up.
Got to be that one, right?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. It might be like, hey, man, you gotta ditch her. You know how easy she is. Yeah, she did me.
She did me.
Yeah. Hey, guess what your girlfriend did? What? Me.
Also, consider getting less wasted. I mean, geez, that's going on right under your nose at your own birthday.
Dude.
It's true.
Well, the next line leads me to believe that he might have been told because the friend was bragging. Because there appears to be some trouble here. I didn't respond the best way after the 2 weeks. So I got her single alcoholic mother drunk and had sex with her.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like the idiot way. Mm-hmm.
Should I tell her or just go with the flow until she comes clean? Y'all should break up.
Yeah,
it's over.
Yeah, my God.
I don't know.
Surely there are other people in your small town that you're probably from that you can have sex with on some hay bales or something. I mean, geez. Like, you don't have to keep like having sex with each other's moms and girlfriends and best friends and move
on.
It's
gross when that happens. It's like, yeah, just move on. He's not your friend. They're not.
No,
that's not a good girlfriend.
No,
no,
you're all just scumbags.
Unless you're dying to feel insecure in that relationship for the rest of its life, then don't.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, right. First of all, you know what you did. You know what she did. You know what your best friend did. Get out.
Yeah.
Run.
It's muddy. It's too muddy.
Quit it.
Seems like a healthy relationship to me.
I think some would agree.
I think the real winner there is that mom, though.
Yeah, she didn't technically do anything horrible except sleep with her.
Yeah, she just got to have sex with
her daughter's boyfriend.
Young dude.
Yeah.
How's her mom look?
Alcoholic single mom who makes bad decisions. I bet she's smoking hot, Steve.
Yeah, you know the standards aren't that high for that dude. So.
Real smoke show.
Yeah.
This text. For several years, I have been saving money to build an epic garage.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
30 by 30.
Oh, speaking my language.
Man cave up top, storage over that. So essentially, it's a three-story garage.
Stop saying man cave.
I've hunted for contractors for several years, and the vast majority of them ghost me.
For several years?
I finally found a contractor and gave me the price and agreed to do the job, but he wants $83,000, and that doesn't include electricity.
I mean, in this day and age, that doesn't surprise me.
I mean,
30 by 30, and it's three stories tall?
And you want
a big structure.
Yeah.
I assume you want plumbing in there if you're going to have like a little...
But if it doesn't include electrical, I wonder if it includes plumbing.
Probably not. He says, should I suck it up or just pay it? Or suck it up and pay it or keep looking? I have no idea. I don't know what... I don't know.
I mean, you should get, more than one quote, but...
But if you can't get anyone to come out...
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you how many...
But I don't...
I get that. We've had so many people come out to give us estimates on just normal work. And they come out... They waste their own time coming out to the house, measuring...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taking notes and then nothing.
It's
you just
hard.
Never
it,
hear
it,
from
it's
them.
It's hard now. Yeah. It became much harder after the housing crash in 07 and stuff. Because a lot of guys just got out of that business. My brother-in-law was one of them. He built houses in commercial buildings. And he was like, screw this, man. I'm just going to go do this now.
Yeah.
And so,
a guy who had sex with his girlfriend's mom after his girlfriend had sex with his best friend downtown on his birthday.
Yeah.
Writes back. The mom's pretty hot, by the way, and the sex wasn't over a hay bale hot wings. It was over a hot tub.
Oh, man, that is classy.
Okay, so revenge mom downtown hot tub sex.
Yeah.
A lot of people think the best friend lied and didn't have sex with his girlfriend. That's why she hasn't told, and now you've done a bad, bad thing.
No, the girl hasn't told because she doesn't know he knows.
And right.
She's never going to just tell him. She's probably ashamed of it and doesn't want that to end. You really should just break up. I mean, what are you sitting around wasting time for?
This text, I'm in the 423, and that sounds totally like my ex. Well, everything's...
I mean, could be.
Everything's coming together.
Could be.
This one. I'm happily married, and I have been for 3 years. I don't want to do anything to jeopardize that, but I've started catching feelings for a coworker. Because I believe we spend a lot of time together. How do I get rid of those feelings, or are we just friends? Well, you're just friends until one of you tries to make it so you're not friends.
Yeah.
Maybe spend a little less time together.
Yeah,
how would we know?
Spend less time together.
You're lovers.
Yeah, you're
we
in
just
love.
Decided.
Yeah. I mean that you're not the first person to go through that type of a scenario.
Yeah.
It's simple. Are you happy in your marriage? Yes,
you are. And and you realize how complicated
anything.
It would be to ruin your marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you don't, just let me tell you, it's complicated and not great. So don't go out of your way to screw it up. Spend less time with that person.
All right. Ooh, here's a good one. My buddy recently got a DUI and is awaiting his court case.
Sweet.
He was super embarrassed by getting pulled over and doesn't want me to tell anyone in our friend group. The only reason I am aware is because he called me at 3 a.m. to pick him up from jail. Now we're at the point where our friends are inviting him out, offering him drinks when he shouldn't be, and he is taking them willingly and trusting that I don't say anything. Do I still uphold my part of the deal, saying I wouldn't say anything with the understanding that he's going to come out eventually and tell everyone what happened, or do I betray his trust and tell everyone he needs to not be drinking. Well, I mean, did he pledge to stop drinking?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, is the issue that he just drank too much and made a really dumb decision, or is he an alcoholic? They're very different things.
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, if he said, hey, I'm not going to drink, but I mean,
like, there have been a lot of people who got popped once or something and went, oh, man, and then learned a lesson. And it's not because they were an alcoholic. It's because they were just a dumb decision maker in that moment. Or does he have an actual problem?
Right.
Because if he has an actual problem, then you definitely should tell everyone and go, hey, so-and-so's got a real problem here. Not only do we already know he's an alcoholic, but he also got popped, so we really should be supporting him and trying to get him to stop drinking.
This one. Kelly, I need your help.
Okay.
I got married six months in, someone made a dating profile that was fake with my pictures on it. Then it was sent to my wife.
Ooh,
by dirty. Someone we know, and now it's making our relationship tough. She knows it's fake, but can't get over it or get it out of her head. How do I convince her that it's fake? Well, this is like being mad at someone because of something that happened in a dream.
Does she know it's fake?
Yeah, he said she knows it's fake, but how do I convince her that it's fake?
How do I convince her to get it out of her head?
Right.
And thinking about it.
She knows it's fake, but she can't stop thinking about it. And I feel like I would have questions for the person who created it because, yeah, I would feel like, okay, wait, are you just lying to me and you got like a friend involved?
Right.
So that way you can get away with this.
Yeah,
or was this a situation where your friend needed access because maybe they think their spouse is cheating? Mm-hmm. And so they said, well, I'll use your pictures so they'll never, you know, expect it or suspect it. But you can't help in those situations but think, I've been presented with this information. I've relayed it to you. If you knew beforehand that your friend had created a dating profile and used your pictures and didn't tell me, what do you expect me to think? Like, sure, I might trust you, but I might also have a couple of questions.
I don't know if they know who made the dating profile.
It said in there that it's somebody they know. Friend.
But if they,
it was sent to her by someone they know.
Oh.
It wasn't made by someone they know.
Oh.
But if
that's right.
But so it also says she knows it's fake.
I think because he's saying it's fake.
I want to know, does she know it's fake or does she just know that he told her that it was fake?
I mean, I would start by making sure that if I have a passcode on my phone, she knows it.
Yeah.
And I'd hand my phone to her anytime she wanted.
I think I would let her be. I mean, if that was all true, I think I'd let her be in the room when I called Hinge or Match or whoever's got the dating profile up and said, hey, that is a BS thing. And they're using my, you know, pictures and that profile needs to come down.
Yeah, because there are definitely like fake scammer profiles, but generally you can tell because they don't look real. So I feel like her friend or whoever sent it to her could have said like, hey, I'm on this dating app and it looks like somebody hacked your husband's profile or hacked his pictures and they're using it for a fake profile. But yeah, if I saw like one of my friends on a dating app, if I were single and they were married and their spouse was on there, I'd absolutely send it to them.
Sure.
But I would let them know, hey, this looks a little suspicious, like it's scamming, or this looks a little suspicious because he's married and it looks like he's active on it.
Right.
And then if I were him, I'd absolutely give my partner free for all on my phone. Like, here, you can look it up. Download the app. Look at it. Look at the messages. The last time
message
I was on
them.
There. Yeah.
Try to match with them.
Yeah.
See if they reply. If
they
reply while you're sitting right next to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's your proof.
But if it's really not true, then show her that by be gentle to those insecurities. It's understandable. If he had gone through the same thing with his wife in a dating profile, he'd want to be able to answer questions without her being defensive or putting a guard up and saying, you can't go through my phone.
Yeah.
Be open.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
If you got nothing to hide, then don't act like it.
Or just admit that it was you.
I know. I'm like, how often does that happen where your profile pictures get hacked for dating? Like, how often does that happen for dating apps, really?
It seems a bit suspicious.
I know.
I'm sure it does happen. You know, there's definitely catfishing that goes on. So
sure, just look at like on Facebook, I get a new friend request from our friend Andy Rent nearly every day.
Don't accept the request from me.
Constantly being hacked and duplicated.
Boy, he does have a real tendency to be the one that
Andy wants to be my friend. I thought I was already friends with Andy.
How many times do I have to accept this?
Well, you know his password is 1111.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.